starting off here, this is a picture of tree production. More commonly at this juncture, alley pots are more known in annual and perennial young plant production, and jumbo four and five inch alley pots for the landscape market is the bulk of it. Where's the... So an alley pot's a form of stabilized media where the grower gets to choose their soil type and a degradable paper is wrapped around it. So
I really don't know what all of these slides were. This was thrown at me, and Lars put this together, and then I threw it over this way, so I haven't really run through it, so I'm going to be staring at that quite a bit more than I probably should. So what the alley pot does is it offers a lot of air movement around the pot, so you get more wet-dry cycles. And like I said, growers get to choose the soil type. So a grower could put a poinsettia soil mix or a geranium mix or a petunia mix based on their crops, and it's not just either inert one or just it is what it is when you order it. So the grower gets their choice and paper choices of, you know, whether you're doing trees or annuals or perennials, you could have 120-day paper, you know, up to paper that'll last 2 years, depending on what you're growing.
This is just an example of the current pots used in a lot of tree production with the smooth sides. Here's a jumbo alley pot. We work with PropTech on trays for, this is actually out at Sierra Gold in California. For their production. You'd see that alley pot is, I think it's 100 by 150, I think, millimeters. Just to run through those advantages there, in propagation, so a young plant producer really likes the alley pots because in grading, very easy to grade in and out and change them. Don't need a spoon to pull the loose-filled soil out. And with the jumbo alley pots, landscapers are finding 25-30% labor savings in planting times because of the ease of use in an alley pot. And you get the uniformity and all of that because you get your drying cycles all line up much better than a typical loose field. And because it's a stabilized media, you're going to be able to turn much quicker. You don't have to wait for a giant root ball to form. So this really is just supposed to show that us at Blackmore provides everything. We have two technicians that I think spend more time on the road than I do making sure everybody's up and running. Here are some of the new, this is the new tray for Sierra Gold that they're using out there. You'd see that PropTech made a sleeve and a tray holder to make it even easier to grade and move around the plants, the trees. So, and this is just showing the advantages of the alley pot, like I was talking, with the air circulation and the air movement that you get versus a loose filled pot where you don't get that air movement down around the roots. What is this one? Yep, same. This is a diagram of like a jumbo, fully automated machine. One person hits the on button, there's a tray destacker. Trays automatically get filled, go down the sticking line, and up and out. This is a manual machine. You would have 2 to 3 people, each person pulling an alley pot off and filling trays. And this machine only makes the 80 to 120 millimeters, so just those jumbo 4 to almost 6 inch alley pots. So, and then this machine here makes the 50 to 90. We have an identical machine that does 15 millimeters to 50 millimeters. And this, same thing, it's typical 2 to 3 people, you know, just depending on how big the grower is and what the volume is. Some growers only need them in 3 weeks, so they'll get a machine like this and run it flat out, you know, 18 hours a day for 3 weeks, but then they never have to run it, you know, for another 6 months, where other growers get the big machine because they're continually running 12 months out of the year. So, and here's the three most common papers, just to give you an idea of what they are and some of the certifications that we have on those papers down there. I think that's about it on the Ellie Pots.